Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport with you, broadcasting live from First Tennessee Park. Why, you might ask? It's not baseball season. It is rebranding season, though. The National Sounds emerged from the studio this offseason to debut a remixed and reworked identity in 2019.
Emerged.
That expands from the honky-tonks of Broadway to better showcase Nashville's version of the American pastime. Finely tuned to unite the city's rich baseball history with its current landscape and growing communities. Together, we are the Nashville Sounds Remastered.
Dun, dun, dun.
They have the Texas Rangers caravan on hand today. 6 to 8 is the event time frame. Pudge Rodriguez will be in the house, Hall of Famer, World Series champion. 14-time All-Star, 13-time Gold Glover.
7 Silver Sluggers. That's actually accurate.
1 NLCS MVP.
Wow, please make it stop.
You says, started it.
Says everybody.
It is a brand new beginning tonight. They have a live DJ too, Mickey, tonight.
Yeah, as opposed to
a dead DJ?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Y'all, I'm dead. Wiki, wiki, woo. I'm not even alive right now, and I'm DJing this event. Woo.
What is the sound that's...
I don't know, but don't do that sound anymore.
No. I'm dead.
I'm going to start a service.
I can't believe dead DJ didn't get that gig tonight. I think you should go run that by news. Maybe you could steal that gig for the live DJ.
I would dress like a corpse. I would look like an extra in the Thriller video.
Dude, you just got replaced. Man, no. Really? Yeah, by dead DJ.
Y'all already know my flesh is rotten.
I mean, it's like that lady that lost her election to the guy that just passed away in Las Vegas.
To the dead pimp.
Yes. Dennis Hoff.
All right. That's coming up tonight at 6, and that's at First Tennessee Park. I'm crying over here. Be the first to see the new logos, jerseys, and colors all reimagined for a modern era of Nashville. I don't even know what you're doing there.
That's a sound effect. It's in commercials. We have millennials in here. Y'all know that sound, don't you? Yes, they're both nodding. Like, yeah, man, that sound.
All right.
Ham
it's
horn?
Called ham horn?
Oh. That's it. We're going ham. Ham
what,
horn.
What in the world was that? I like it better when you do it. I like it better when the dead DJ does it.
Yeah, boy.
Coming at you live tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
6 o'clock at First Tennessee Park. Dead DJ.
Hit the ham horn, boy.
All right. We're going to get in trouble.
Nick Saban's going to be so mad that his press conference piece is attached to this ridiculous crap in this segment. You've got something to give away, though.
Yeah, boy. Time to qualify for another listener for our Ultimate Titans Game Day Experience. Be caller 5 now at 615-737-ZONE. That's 0663. Yeah, 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 yeah. Caller 5 will qualify for our weekly grand prize of a special Titans giveaway experience on December 22nd. Enjoy pregame field access. Visit the Titans Radio Broadcast Center and receive 2 tickets to the game. Get quizzolified now at 615-737-ZONE.
All There has never been a giveaway like that on the Zone. Ever.
And I guarantee you, in about 2 minutes, there never will be again.
Yeah, there's going to be a note in my file.
Yep. You're about to get a text.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if they put something in our mailbox, Babs won't find it.
No.
Or she doesn't know where the mailroom is.
Yeah.
No. Although, Brent sent me a picture of my mailbox today, so I do have one. I've seen it.
I texted her a picture of her mailbox. Here it is.
It says there's still nothing in it, so there's no point.
There used to be Almond Joy in there.
Yeah, now they're in my belly.
The dead DJ. I wonder if the dead DJ can work himself into the NBA report at some point.
Oh, maybe yes, so.
Maybe yes. The NBA report can be presented by the dead DJ. Calling 1-800, I'm not alive. That's more than seven. All right, Nick Saban. Nick Saban, by the way, his birthday's on Halloween. That explains a lot, right?
Aye.
He was born on Halloween, Nick Saban. Here's another press conference deal where he says he doesn't have the internet.
I don't really, I haven't heard anything in terms of what I'm being challenged on, but I'm sure that I am. But I would really rather not know because, you know, everybody's got the right to their opinion about whatever it is they think should or shouldn't be done. And, you know, I kind of have my opinion based on the experience through the years, and we have an opinion as a staff as to what's better, what's best to build our team and improve our team. Just like when I got asked on Monday, like, we should not play Tua in this game. Well, if we didn't play Tua in this game, we'd be sending the message to every good player that we have that they shouldn't play in the game. So eventually, why should we even play? Well, just forfeit so nobody gets hurt, take a loss, just be done with it. Or is it an opportunity for everybody to improve and grow and, you know, challenge themselves to get better so that we go out and execute and play better as a team and build a little momentum through the week and the game, all right, so maybe we play better in the next game. So that's what I believe. And, you know, it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. They have every right to work like I've worked for 40-some years as a coach and get a job and have their own team. And they can make any decision that they want. I tell the assistants that all the time. You want to do it that way? Get you a head job, and you can do it that way. All right, but right now, this is the way we're going to do it. So if I tell them that, so is it the fans questioning or you? That would be my question.
Outside noise, but we'll just move on.
I don't know of any outside noise. I don't have internet. I don't have Twitter. I don't read the paper. So I don't know. You have to be more specific. So is there something specific? I mean, I should ask you for that to start with, but I really don't care, to be honest with you.
Thanks, David.
It's a guy who takes a bath in the lake.
Oh, man.
Ivory soap, right? Because it doesn't sink. It floats.
I secretly
have
love
a crush
those
on
rants.
Nick Saban.
No, but I do secretly love those rants.
Oh man,
I got.
I don't
message.
Have internet. I ain't got Twitter. I don't read the paper.
I bathe in the lake.
I don't care.
What do you think if Mickey showed up in Nick Saban's office and pulled the dead DJ? Do you think that Nick Saban would laugh?
No.
I think he might. He might laugh for a second, and then we'd have to go bail our boy
he
out.
He would call security immediately.
Yeah.
By the way, we'd
be having to bail Mickey out of jail.
Denzel on Twitter, who's at Blue Raider DJ. He's a living DJ. He said Mickey Ryan is tweaking right now. I'm turnt.
You are turnt and lit and all of those things. I was hitting my head on the wall in the press box. I'm crying.
DJ dead on arrival.
DJ dead on arrival. DJ DOA.
Yes.
Boom.
Gator Hater Bama Basher on Twitter just sent us a gif of a cat.
It's a cat that yes. DJs.
He said DJ DOA.
That cat has got some sweet moves.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
I just can't believe you knew what that sound was.
I did get a text from our boss. I knew what you were trying to make the sound of. So I ran to the studio and played the air horn.
I'm glad he did, because I had no idea what the heck you were.
Once you heard it, though, you knew it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know either, and I know JT didn't know either, so I figured
ham
that
horn.
That was
Brad. I didn't know that ham horn was the name of it.
Straight ham horn.
Dan back here.
Yeah.
You're just a wealth of knowledge today, Dan.
Oh, man.
Hey, do the kids still do the foam dancing thing?
Foam?
Yeah.
Oh, like foam parties on spring break?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
That's still a thing?
That's still as gross as ever.
Why did that ever become like a thing?
I don't know.
It is fun, though. Or it was back in the day.
Denise said she's laughing so hard she can't breathe. Thank you, Denise.
Harold on Twitter, Mickey believing turkey is the side piece of deli meats is why he gets chicken from Whataburger. No taste buds. He doesn't get chicken from Whataburger. He
I gets the number one, B.
Dead DJ. That's a thing, man. We just launched a business. DJ DOA.
DJ DOA is about to hit the drop big in
that live box. That live DJ today, the Rangers thought they had lined up. He's about to get replaced by Dead DJ.
H-Town Mickey coming in.
H-Town.
With the human DJ DOA. What was it, the human hemp horn?
Not the hemp horn, dude. That's illegal in Tennessee. It's a ham horn. We're going ham.
All right, Titans.
Somebody won.
Scott yeah. Moss, he went ham.
Hang on. When we come back, the official Titans injury report from today.
Okay.
That's sports.
Congrats to Scott Moss of Nashville.
You got to do your own ham horn now.
Oh, JT, that was your cue.
He's I was latest. Wondering what you were doing. You look like you cramped up.
He's the latest. I'm dead. He's the latest qualifier. In the zone. Holidays of winning contests. He's now qualified to win the Ultimate Titans Game Day Experience. We will announce the winner on Wednesday at 1:05 with Ye Old Midday 180. Your next chance to qualify is 8:05. Tomorrow morning with the Wake Up Zone, it's the Holidays of Winning from 104.5 The Zone.